Text C. The Iceman. What if you went for a walk high up in the mountains and suddenly found a dead man in the ice? You would probably be scared and call the police.
That is exactly what happened in the autumn of 1991. Two hill walkers from Germany lost their way high up in the Alps. Suddenly they found a body in the ice. They thought it was clearly a man, had been murdered. They called the police. What they didn't understand was that the man had been there for 5,300 years. The body was in a very good condition because it was deep frozen. This was not a job for the police, but for archaeologists. The Iceman was very well preserved. His hair, skin, eyes, nails were still there. Even the tattoos on his body. His clothes were made from animal skins and bark fibre. He had boots stuffed with straw to keep him warm, and on his head he had a bearskin hat. The man owned a lot of things. An axe with a copper head, arrows, a sharp knife, a small white stone with a piece of string through it, a pouch with bark, green leaves, and flint to make a fire. But who was that man? Where did he come from? How did he live? What was he doing high up in the mountains? And how did he die? He came from a small village in northern Italy and had walked about 40 kilometres from his home when he died. Perhaps he was a farmer. Scientists found grain in his body and on his clothes. Perhaps he was a hunter, looking for animals in the mountains. He had injuries all over his body. There was a deep wound in his right hand from something sharp, perhaps a knife. An arrowhead was stuck in his left shoulder. Perhaps he was shot when he was trying to run away. Perhaps he met another hunter, was attacked, and then killed. Many scientists from all over the world come to examine the Iceman. Even if we don't know the whole truth about him, we now know a lot more about people who lived more than 5,000 years ago.
Some facts about the Iceman. He was found in a place called Ötzi. That's why he sometimes is called the Iceman from Ötzi. He was 159 centimetres tall. He was 46 years old. He was probably a very rich man. Very few people had such a nice copper axe. He probably died in spring or early summer. DNA shows that his last two meals were wheat and barley, berries and fruits, ibex meat and deer meat.